We couldn't cut through
it. Alright, thanks for choosing Domino's Pizza, home of the new bread bowl pasta.
Thank you for calling Domino's. It's Steve. How can I help you?
Steve.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I can't hear you very well. Are you just talking softly?
No, I'm speaking normal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's okay. Yeah, it sounds good. We're looking good this week. Everything looks A-okay.
Alrighty.
Green lights all across the board.
Cool beans.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Take that other call now.
Right on. Bye-bye.
Telephone. Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Phone Show. I'm RBCP, and I actually have in-studio guests tonight. We have Evie Gold. I'm sorry, Evie. I really didn't do that on purpose.
You said you were going to do it last week.
Yeah, that's Evie Gold, and this is Evil Gold. Evie.
Hi.
Evie and Evie Evil Gold. That's confusing. Yeah, they're going to be here with us.
We were in the process of robbing RBCP, and he caught us, so he's making us do the show.
Yeah, it's not our fault if we suck.
I liked my story better, where, like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow in a bathtub full of ice, because you guys are drugging me with this beer.
Absolutely. Well, we are taking your files. It's taking us a while.
Yeah,
so.
I've let them plug into my network, and they're all got Linux boxes, and I don't know what they're doing. It can't be good, though.
Yeah, we're actually secretly installing Linux on all his computers right now.
Curse you.
They're going to be unusable.
Tron wants to know why we don't talk about phones anymore.
He's such a noob.
Tron's being like a Skunk Works.
Oh.
I think Skunk Works told him to say that. But, yeah, we're taking calls as usual. 505-796-4020. And, yeah, that's all. Bye now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this? Max, somebody.
Yes, it's Max. Remember me? The drunk guy.
From the bars that I had people bothering you. Where are you at this week? You're always in a different city.
I'm in New Jersey.
You're not the one that's in Portland then?
No, I'm the one that's near New York, remember?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think you've never called in before.
Dude, I called in. I asked about how to attract block numbers.
Oh, yeah. God, everybody asked that. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, what's good with the show?
What's that? Oh, I was like all trying to do things while I was talking a minute ago. Linear doesn't want to be here because this is just an excuse for him not to be here because I have in-studio guests.
Wow. And they're probably better. You're probably better without him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're much cooler than Linear, anyways.
Yeah, screw Linear.
He's not. Yeah.
Him and his little shaggy look he's got going. Not being fat and stuff. I'm sorry, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Like, these people are making fun of him for not being fat. It makes no sense. I don't know.
Is the chat really working? Because I don't see anybody else in there.
You must be in the wrong chat room, because there's 24 people in right now.
Not LA.com.
No.
Not that chat.
No, that just chats with me. You idiot.
Well, that's what it said. I didn't hear any other links.
Oh, it's cactiradio.com, and then there's a chat thing, and you have to click on the chat room like 20 times before it loads.
Yeah, thanks for making that site less complicated.
Sure. Not. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a text.
Hi, D Radio. You guys do.
Do you have any questions for Evil Gold or Evie?
Yeah, who the fuck are they?
I knew that'd be the question.
We're two guys from the internet. That's
like
about it.
Some of you might remember. Nobody's gonna remember this. Like last year, Evie called and was watching Sliders, and I pranked her in a hotel room.
Me.
Yeah, we called her.
I pranked her at Joe's request. Or, I mean,
yeah,
that guy.
It's okay.
I say real names all the time.
They can know my first name.
Yeah.
Linear says he's not even listening and wants to know what I did. I think I should call him up.
No, we should just make fun of him for an hour.
We do that anyway. We do that when he's here.
So, if I give you a number, would you call it?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure to find some numbers so you can fuck with. I'll text you on Skype.
Well, no, you just have to tell me right now.
Yeah, you're boring.
I'm boring? Yeah, you're not any better, woman.
Take that, woman.
Give us a number, or we'll just hang up on you, because we're not really interested anymore.
You not?
No, not at all.
Were you ever?
Well, before we knew who you were, before you started talking.
I'm interested.
All right, I'll make sure to look for a number you can call.
Okay.
Right now, yeah. What is it?
Dude, I gotta look through my phone book.
Say it on the air.
Yeah. You want me to say
okay,
it on
here,
the air?
I'm gonna call Linear.
That's not allowed here.
Was that you?
I don't know who that was.
I think that was the caller, and we should hang up on him.
Yeah, he's a dick.
You can...
I just hung up on him. Because we're calling Linear. And he doesn't know. He doesn't even know. He's going to be so surprised.
Your call has been forwarded to the automatic voice message system. 909.
Hello?
He didn't answer.
Oh, no. Somebody else called me, and I was trying to say hello.
Random.
Oh, hey, Random.
Remember me?
Yeah. Now, are you actually... Yep. I completely forget. Are you actually from Oregon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we've got two Oregonians. Well, two people from Oregon.
No, we're not from Oregon.
Well, two people that live in Oregon currently in the studio right now. You should hang out with them all the time.
The studio is in Oregon. You live in Oregon, too.
Uh-huh. Well, they live in Portland.
Brad never emailed me about my sticker/badge.
No, you have to email me.
I did. I emailed you. I said, you know, I win, and then you didn't email me back. So. Oh.
Well, I emailed Chris Ellerbeck back, you know, like he got his buttons and stickers.
I sent this to the Cacti Radio one.
I think
whatever the.
It sounds familiar. I think I remember you emailing me.
Yeah, but you didn't email me back.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah. So
I'll look into that as soon as the show's over. I promise. Did you email me your address? Oh, wait, no. Yeah, I remember your email. You said you wouldn't give me your address. How am I supposed to give you buttons?
I explained in the email exactly how.
That's a pain in the ass. Just give me your address.
Just give us your address right now, and we'll get them to you. You're in Portland?
General delivery, Portland.
We're heading to Portland right after we leave here, so we can just bring them to your house if you just want to tell us.
Or you could go to, like, some, like, place, like... some popular place that we could meet at.
Okay.
Of course, I could give you my address, but I don't know if my parents want some person from the internet showing up at my house.
Go to 2600 this Friday, and I think I'm going to be there this Friday.
Someone's told me to go to 2600 before. I guess I'll have to go there. Never been there before, but yeah. Oh, have you heard of Free Geek in Portland?
No, I don't know what that is at all.
We're from Free Geek. We
work in tech support.
Awesome, yeah. Yeah, I've volunteered there before, you know, fixing computer or, you know, taking apart computers.
So would you guys all know each other then? Like, since you...
Well, when did you volunteer there?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't know us then. I've been volunteering there for 2 years.
But yeah.
Just for 2 years.
I opened up a computer that was in a smoker's house, and you wouldn't believe how awful it was inside. It was like, you know, full of tar, and it just smelled horrible.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we see those a lot. We got one computer in, like, this, someone brought it in, and it smelled like old lady, like, just old lady's perfume. And it, like, stunk up our office. And one of my coworkers actually, like, had us, like, take it out of the room, because she was, like, getting a headache from it or something. It was just like old lady perfume. Like it had been sitting in this old lady's room for probably years and years. It was really old too. 20. Even by standards.
So I think we should all go to 2600 this week, this Friday. Have you guys been to 2600?
Not in Portland.
Okay.
I've only been to the New York ones, I think.
I go there like on an average once a year in the 4 years I've lived in Oregon.
That's
because I'm lazy.
So you're going to show up this Friday. You're not going to let me down.
Yeah, I will definitely be there this Friday.
We'll all be there.
Yeah.
They're going to stay here until Friday with me.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, have you guys in Free Geek been to the old computer equipment museum section? Or seen the old computer equipment there?
You mean the sort computer like gaming library?
No, we're not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist.
Yeah. What you're talking about, yeah, we've seen that. But there's also stuff hidden that we only Evie and I have access to, and they're probably going to be really mad at us for saying that we do. But I just kind of want to push buttons at this point. I don't think any of them are listening, anyways. So if you come to Free Geek, I'll try and show it to you. But somebody actually took away our keys.
If somebody wanted to visit Free Geek on the web, where would they go?
Oh, I think they'd go to freegeek.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's their website.
And it's like a thrift store for electronics.
Well, they have a thrift store, but
they recycle electronics there. It's all free except for monitors, CRT monitors.
I think you guys had this planned for him to call in and say he was going to be free.
I know you don't. I'm just kidding. We paid him earlier. actually, they don't charge for monitors anymore because Oregon changed the laws. And so they can only charge for monitors if someone is dropping off more than, I think, 7 monitors. And then it's like $4 or $8 or something like that, a monitor.
Well, a monitor, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the place is pretty nice. The store can have some nice things, but they always disappear pretty quickly. Also, it's nice that there's a volunteer discount. I got a laptop there. A crap top, but it was only $90. It was normally $180, you know, get the 50% discount, so pretty nice.
I don't think I believe you at all.
Yeah, I got my serious. Sweet
iPad. It had 192 megabytes of RAM.
I believe you. That's actually a joke.
What?
I was just kidding around. I believe you. I totally I believe everything you say.
Except the thing you've hung up on me a couple times before for not believing, even though I sent you a link to it. If you promise not to hang up, I'll mention it again.
Okay.
If you promise that you'll believe me.
The cactus thing?
Because it's true.
You told me about like miniature cactuses or something.
No. It's that pen, that USB pen.
Oh, God, the spy pen?
Camera. It's real. I can prove it to you.
I know they exist.
Yeah, but why'd you hang up on me the past couple times I mentioned it?
I don't know. Why do I want a spy pen? I'm not
cool.
That much of a pervert.
I wouldn't even think of using it for pervert activities, but for other fun activities.
On my mind.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see how it would be useful. I just don't know where I would use it.
So Jared Kimber wanted me to randomly shout out his name.
Okay.
And I don't have my phone on me, or I'd give out his phone number too, but yeah, I don't know. But he works at Free Geek sometimes too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hi, Jared.
But he's a dick.
Would they actually be listening?
He's listening now, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's crazy, all the Portland people in here.
He was like, that guy that oh, yeah, he also said to unblock him from Facebook, but you shouldn't.
So. Okay.
He was the guy.
Oh, that guy. I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's that kid.
I hate you, Jared. I don't ever want to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody should go to 2600 this week. I'm going to swing by Dallas and pick up Tron.
Nice.
You guys know who Tron is, sort of, right?
We know.
He's not in Dallas. He's in Oregon, Salem.
Well, Dallas is right next to Salem.
Oh, okay.
It's right there.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. Right. Anyway, I'm going to swing by and pick up Tron, and we're going to, have the greatest time ever.
All right. No, also, did you see my awesome Skype avatar?
No, I don't see it. I think I have to add you as a friend or something. I don't know how Skype works.
Yeah.
I don't understand technology. If you add me as a friend,
you'll see it. It's pretty awesome.
Well, you're calling me from a phone number, right?
Uh-oh, yeah.
yeah, it wouldn't show up.
I'll send you a quick message on Skype.
Okay. Bye. Well, they go looking for you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Well, they go looking for you. You can go and slit your wrist. Get lost in the mist. Hey, you wanna hang me? Go ahead and confiscate me. But what you gonna do? What you gonna do? When they come looking for you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? When they come looking for you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? When they come looking for you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? When they come looking for you. We're going to try and do a live prank call real quick. I think it was last week, maybe, I tried to call this lady. Her name's Kay Tompkinson in New Jersey. And somebody requested that I call her, and I tried, and they didn't pick up. So maybe better luck this week. We can call the 700 Club prayer line. Somebody gave us that.
Hello?
Hey, can I talk to the missus?
No.
Please, come on. Put her on. All right, that sucks. At least he picked up this time. It was a missus, though, from what I remember, and she yelled at me a whole lot.
Why don't we just talk to that guy?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
He's good enough.
I'm stupid.
All right, I'll call the company now. They'll start the little bullcrap trace or whatever.
Again, they're going to trace me again. Just like last time.
I know, your little internet thing. Oh, my God, your Skype.
Oh, my God.
I don't give a fuck, dude. It's called, trust me. I'll just shut my fucking ringers off and I'm like, you little gay motherfucker.
What are you going to do when you get my phone number and know who I am?
Oh, how am I going to do that? Through your IP and all that?
No, no, it's fine. I understand that you can do that, but what are you going to do once you find out who I am?
Well, you need to know that.
I'm just curious.
What?
I'm curious. Tell me what you're going to do. I won't be able to sleep tonight unless you tell me.
Oh, my God.
Please
tell
me. We're
going to keep calling you until you have something that you want to do to us.
Please tell me. You got another little faggot buddy with you, too, huh?
Yeah. He's my
friend. We're all faggots here.
Fag.
Hold
up. Hey, Chris, are you a fag?
No. Why do you say that?
Mr. Tompkinson says we're a fag. We're all fags.
Well, Linear is, but...
That's not nice.
I'm just kidding.
Is Mr. Tompkinson still on?
Who's Mr. Tompkinson?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh. So what are you going to do to Brad, Mr. Tompkinson?
Thanks for giving him my name, asshole.
Who are we talking to?
It's Mr. Tompkinson from New Jersey. Oh, he hung up.
Who's that?
He's going to get your IP address, Brad.
I'm impressed that he knew we were calling from Skype.
He's going to create a GUI in Visual Basic.
Hi, Mr. Tompkinson. Is that you breathing, or is that Chris Ellerback?
Don't say my freaking name, jerk.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Putting it on your Skype.
All right. Bye, Mr. Tompkinson. You're not yelling enough, so we're hanging up on you.
I forgive you, Brad.
Okay, you're breathing a lot in the phone. Cut it out.
Sorry, I'm on my iPod.
Did you get your buttons yet and your sticker?
No, not yet. Should I have?
Yeah, I mailed them whatever day I told you I did.
Okay, I'll have to check the mail then. Thanks.
I was hoping you could, you know, assure random that I actually mail things out.
Yeah, you gave me a PLA sticker for free once, because you said you would in a phone show if anyone emailed you.
Yeah, I'm awesome like that.
I know.
So there's no game show this week, so...
I know. I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your topic?
Am I supposed to have a topic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't call the show without having a topic.
Okay.
It's kind of a rule. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Have you ever listened to this show before?
Yeah, I have. I mean,
this show,
do you even know what the internet is?
This show is really an on-topic show. Unless you have something to say that relates to, you know, what we're about, then we don't really care.
Wow. Okay, I have a topic. How awesome am I?
Not very much.
Yeah. Goodbye. I thought it was a pretty good topic. Oh, did you hear my prank call on Carlito's show?
Oh, no, I actually didn't have time to listen to a show this week.
Oh, you jerk.
Was it awesome?
It was a pretty good prank call. It was, yeah.
Of course you can say that, because I wasn't listening, and I don't know.
Yeah, because... No, I'm just kidding. It sucked.
Yeah, I figured so.
No, I'm just kidding. It was awesome. I don't know. I thought it was awesome anyway.
Acid Pez is messaging me Chris Tompkinson's phone number in Arizona, which I think is the Chris Tompkinson.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Wait, who's Chris Tompkinson?
You
I haven't
know?
Been listening.
Do you even know what the PLA is?
Hang up on him right there.
Yes, the PLA is Phone Losers of America. Duh.
I bet this is Jared calling in.
I haven't been listening to this show.
Yeah, that's definitely Jared.
Yeah, that's Jared Kimber, everyone.
Don't say his name. Tompkinson's listening.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
We should tell the Tompkinsons that your address is Jared's.
My topic is cactus.
See, Chris, how hard is it to have a topic?
Yeah, even losers like
it.
Jared have
topics. Well, it's not my fault. I suck at life.
Yeah, even I had a topic.
Everybody should have a topic.
My topic is clothes.
Well, what are you wearing?
I hate your topic, and I hate you.
I'm in my bed right now.
I'm hanging up on you.
No, please don't. Okay,
we're actually all naked right now in the studio, so that's not a good topic.
Finally you answered.
Now we have three people on. I just want to drown out Jared because I hate him.
Nine calls with no answer before you picked up. Actually, 10, 11, 12 calls with no answer. Anyway,
I'm sorry the show doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah, well, just always want there to be the veil building. Anyway, so I guess our topic is trying to ignore Jared.
I think the topic should be who the fuck are Evie and Evil Gold.
Yeah. I guess they don't want to discuss Free Geek anymore. Is that topic exhausted?
Oh, we can talk about Free Geek
all
day.
Oh, that's a good topic.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. So, you think I should go back there and volunteer some more?
Absolutely.
Totally. And you should come say hi to us.
Okay. I could do that. All of my people talk to your people, and we could maybe work something out.
Just don't hang out with Jared. He goes there.
What do you mean, you people?
And he tries to...
Is that like a racist slur?
I said, I'll have my people talk with your people. I didn't say you people.
That's racist. You asshole. That's not allowed on the show.
No, it's not.
So, Jared, are you going to 2600 this Friday?
Jared.
What?
Are you going to 2600 this Friday?
No.
Me and Tron are coming. Okay, good. I'll still come then.
Well, I know you're going just because I may grace it with my presence. You know, it'll be an honor for you or for me to be there, and you know, you're a diehard fan of mine, I guess, and that's why you're going. You know, one time out of the year because I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sick of all of you. Bye.
Whoa.
Wait, with a hang up sound.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Hey, you wanna hate me? Go ahead and confiscate me. But what's.
All right, since we don't have anything else to talk about, we're going to talk about your trip up here. What were you doing in California? Like, were you... Like, I know you went to a hacker space.
Yeah.
And you were just down there seeing friends otherwise, or family?
Well, we visited some friends in Brooklyn, and Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. We were checking out the to hug the mountain. I actually met our friend Fox for the first time. In real life, and he introduced us to some other people, and one of them introduced us to the Noise Bridge,
which is the hackerspace.
Yeah, it's the hackerspace in San Francisco. And so we checked that place out.
Why do I climb the mountain?
Because I'm well. Yeah,
and you met. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Aesthetics?
Aesthetics,
there is
yeah.
A passion
okay. Yeah, Fox introduced us to him and a bunch of other people.
And he's like a guy I used to go to 2600 with in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And he was around when I did some crazy stuff on the hotel phones. To create that illusion, whatever that city was, I'm allowed.
You're not allowed in the city?
Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
I'm exaggerating. I was afraid that
they
I was...
They just have a warrant
wanted.
For you.
No, I don't think they have a warrant. I was just... Captain Kirk is climbing. I fled.
So, what happened with that? Captain Kirk. He just told us that Murdoch got in a lot of trouble, and that was about it. Captain
Kirk. Yeah, Murdoch got in trouble because. Yeah, because I left the city right in the nick of time before they nabbed me. And I don't know how to explain what happened.
Just doing.
I didn't do anything.
Or what was Murdoch doing?
He didn't do anything. Just a cell phone that we happened to be in possession of started mysteriously receiving phone calls. From the hotel that we were staying in.
That's really strange.
I mean, what are the odds? So we started getting phone calls from people wanting to make reservations and wanting to page rooms and stuff.
Where no man has gone before.
And we don't make good customer service reps. Neither me or Murdoch. We were walking around the hall just passing the phone on to like people we were bumping into. So we were getting everyone a turn to talk to customers and upset them.
Because I'm in love.
And I got out just as I heard people were starting to look for me because I was a suspect.
Oh boy.
And that's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
This was in 2004?
Aesthetic said it was 2004.
So that's 6 years?
No.
I think maybe a statute of limitations may have expired at this point.
Yeah, probably.
Not that I had anything to do with whatever happened there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool that you bumped into him. Like, I didn't even know he lived in San Francisco.
Yeah, he was doing work on the Last Hope badges, and
I'm stopping the music. I'm sorry.
On new ones.
Someone said we had to stop the music.
Who?
I don't know.
Oh,
that guy.
Oh, that guy.
It's random.
He's yeah.
Yeah, we just hate him. Oh. I'm just kidding, random.
Well, random. What kind of music do you want?
Well, it was over. The Shatner of the Mountain thing was over, and it was playing John Jolie. So we don't want that.
Okay.
It was probably too loud. So now you guys are here in the studio, and you get to see what all that squeaking is. Mm-hmm. It's my office chair. Every little move I make, like, makes loud noises.
You can't hear it, though.
It's very lopsided.
Yeah. It's the cheapest one they had at Staples.
I found my chair in a dumpster, or next to a dumpster.
We'll take a quick call from Skunk Works, because Linear's not here to be pissed off about it, and Spessa isn't here to, like, make moans of disgust.
Okay, then.
Hi, Skunk Works.
Hey, it's Skunk Works, and bad news on the Google Voice front. Google Voice has stopped operating.
Why does it sound like you're calling from a dumpster?
Because I am.
Okay. That's fine then.
Yeah. Yeah, so it stopped opt-diverting. You dial *67, call your Google Voice dial out, and it doesn't opt-divert anymore. Shit sucks.
That's awful.
Yep.
What reason did you have for diverting? What kind of things did you do that needed diverting? Or is it just the principle of it?
On the radio.
What?
Stuff I can't talk about on the radio.
There's a lot of that going around tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to say we have the docs.
We have what?
Your docs.
Oh, shit. Did you get it from that guy that's trying to take down the PLA this week?
No.
Okay. Because he has my docs, too. He knows where I work and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm not saying who we are. We just do.
Okay. Congratulations.
Anyway, so, I was cleaning out my basement today, and I found a huge, giant, 3-foot-across metal fan. It made me think of this really weird cartoon where there's this huge metal fan, and it says, "Hi, I'm a huge metal fan." And then there's this guy wearing all this leather and these spikes, and he says, "Me too." And now I'm channeling Legend 813.
Okay. I'm not sure I get it.
Exactly.
I'm a huge metal fan. Oh, I get it. I'm slow. I'm really old, and it takes things a minute to process.
Hey, Acid Pez said play some Lady Gaga, and I think that's a good idea.
I said play DJ Hazard. Play Machete by DJ Hazard. Yeah. It's a much better song.
Do you have that? I'm afraid I'm just going to have to hang up on you because this Lady Gaga idea is amazing.
Damn. Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
I want to talk to you, but, you know, Lady Gaga.
Of course. And talk about phones. Lots of phones. Pretty red phones.
It made the slime on phones. I hate when I can't.
All right, before we run out of time, I have to talk about some stuff that's happened this week. Are you guys familiar with... Well, yeah, you guys are familiar with the Foursquare thing.
Yeah.
And then... I can't remember what we said last week, but I released PLA Radio this week. Last weekend.
Which I haven't listened to yet.
Yeah, that's okay. And it's got all the Foursquare calls from the website, from the forums, and then a bunch of other new ones. Uh-huh. And it's gotten blog coverage, and there's... two separate bloggers that are really pissed off about it. One of them is vowing to shut down the PLA forever.
Oh boy.
Which that's a common occurrence. It's hilarious. I think it's great. And he was bragging about how much information he had on me, and he knows where I work, and he has pictures of my kids.
That's flattering.
Yeah. It's like Skunk Works. I'm not saying who we are. Whatever that means. Yeah, but yeah, that's all been fun. Okay. Here's the thing. I wrote notes, but there's nothing there, really. Well, anyway, I was talking to Serbo from iHacked.com. Mm-hmm. Do you know what iHacked is? Serbo and Heaven Sent. Okay. He said I should combine Foursquare stalking with geocaching and turn it into a game. So
that sounds like a great idea. Yeah.
Okay, so the way it works is, you set up an alert on your phone. I've got one set up on mine already. Uh-huh. And it searches the radius of the city you're in. And it tells you when somebody checks in. And then you rush over there in your car. And you identify the person by their picture and their name. You say, "Hey, are you so-and-so?" And then you win.
I was actually thinking of doing that while we were in Oakland. Like, yeah. just looking it up ourselves.
Yeah,
and
Spessa was saying to me last week. Like,
you could do it with Buzz, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know a lot about Buzz. I gave up on that after a few days.
Yeah, Buzz is kind of lame. I'm tired of it. It's like Wave. Wave was really lame,
Quit
too.
Thinking Buzz is cool, Evie.
Oh, shit.
It was like, oh, shit, Google came out with something. Let's all use it. Oh, this sucks.
I tried it for a week or two.
That's how I felt anyways.
Yeah, but Spessa was telling me like a week ago that, we should actually go out and stalk people through Foursquare, like physically go out and do something crazy at them just to see what they would say on their Twitter about it.
We could TP him.
Yeah. That's the best idea ever. But anyway, the servo, like, he turned it kind of into a game thing, just like geocaching. So we go out and we identify and we say, hey, we're playing this game. We just found you. And tell him, we could tell him that part of the game is they buy us a beer. No, if it's in a bar. Yeah. Or we could buy them a beer, whatever. But if you guys are going to 2600 and we're in a big city,
yeah,
right,
then this for Friday sure. We should try and do this.
I have a mini disc recorder. I have a mini disc recorder that we can take around with us and see what everyone's reaction is and bring it back. And
that would be great.
Yeah.
We'll bring cameras and mini discs. And
I can't believe you have a mini disc recorder. We bought it at Free.
I was trying not to say anything.
It's an awesome technology.
Sure.
Shut up.
Gerald Hess is calling. Is that your friend?
No.
Oh.
I don't know who that
is. Oh, too late. I lost him.
Oh, okay.
But that's the amazing idea, and we need help from listeners to come up with a good name for it. We're two of the things, like Jamie, I was talking to her about this, and she said we should call it geostalking.
Yeah, I like geostalking.
I really like that, too, but then that's kind of like a negative thing. Like, you go up to some girl in a coffee shop and say, hi, I'm geostalking you.
What about tracking?
Geo-tracking?
It'd be like tracking, like, with, you know,
maybe
poop and
it's kind of generic
footprints and stuff.
People caching was my idea.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Servo was like geo-punking, I think, or geo-pucking, fucking, with a PH.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay. I hate his idea, your stupid Servo. Except that he came up with the idea, so he's awesome.
Roxy likes people catching.
People caching. Who cares what Roxy likes?
And then she said peoplecash.com. That's a good idea. Instead of please rob me.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking it'd be cool to set up a website for it and
yeah.
And sort of like it'll just be like geocaching where you have to log your finds and stuff. or like a hashtag on Twitter. And yeah, something like that.
You could do kick me tags on the back of there.
Yeah.
Just put notes on them.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's my amazing idea for the week. Or, I mean, Servo's. Kind of a combination of Servo and Spessa and me and everything like that's happened this week. But would you guys seriously want to do that this Friday, though? After,
yeah, for it.
After
I 26? Definitely like that idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Definitely.
All right, we're going to do that. I'm using, what am I using? I'm using Twitterific on my iPhone. And it's just got a button on it that you can press, and it automatically searches 4sq.com within the radius that you pick.
Oh, wow. I'll have to see what I can get.
So it's like it's not even work to track people. It would just constantly beat me as new people check in Portland or whatever radius I'm in. Like right now we're in Albany, so the last person to check in was me 10 hours ago. I checked in at City Hall because I want to be the mayor there. People caching, bring a camera. I'm reading the chat room. I was hoping somebody had an amazing idea. People fucking with a PH. That's Acid Pez's idea. Hey, Gerald Hess person. International blue box tones something.
Well, that's interesting.
He's hacking my Skype.
Uh-oh.
It's like I'm listening to Pink Floyd. So this is Gerald Hess calling in Heiss from Denver. I think Jared would be more interesting than this. Hi, Jared.
Yeah.
Oh, this is actually kind of cool. He's making calls and connecting to places. So that's what we're hearing. He's blue boxing, apparently.
Nice.
But we don't do phones here. Fuck that. Hi, Jared.
Yeah, this is not a show about phones.
What were you thinking, you idiot?
This is just
retards in Denver.
Yeah.
Get a fucking clue. You're like Chris Ellerback that doesn't even know what PLA is.
Okay, so Jared, what do you want to annoy us with now?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Oh, you don't have a topic.
Uh-oh.
No, I have a topic. It's naked cactus.
Can my topic be like how much you annoyed me on Facebook and I had to ban you from ever chatting with me again?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jared is really annoying. And if anyone out there ever meets Jared, just avoid him. He's so annoying.
Why can't you be at 2600? It's going to be a cacti radio party.
Isn't it at Backspace though?
Yeah, Backspace Cafe.
Is Backspace all ages? I thought that was a bar.
No, it's okay. Huh. When they have certain like shows that you have to pay to get in, which has happened to me before. Like I've gone to 2600 and there was a cover charge. I was like, fuck that. I don't even know if anyone's in there.
They're going to pay a cover for 2600. Yeah.
They wanted me to pay $5 to hear some shitty band just to see if there was anybody even in there. I say I've averaged like a year, once per year, but I go there more often than that and it's just nobody's there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of why I haven't gone yet, because I've met more people on other IRC channels in Portland than I have on 2600, and 2600 doesn't even have its own IRC channel. PDX 2600 doesn't.
Yeah.
So I just hang out in NYC 2600.
I've gone there once or twice, and I've met cool people and had a good time, but then other times I've been there and I've just been sitting around being bored and afraid to talk to anyone because I'm awkward.
Yeah.
But I figure, like, if you guys are there, you might actually talk to me.
Except for me.
Yeah. You hate me.
Evie doesn't talk.
Just Evie can't stand me, and she doesn't talk much.
I'll steal all your shit.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see who Unknown Caller is. Wait, no. Screw you, unknown caller, because a Skype person's calling in. Hi, Skype person. Hi, Skype person.
Hello.
Hello. What's up? Hi, Jared.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Thanks for calling our show to work out your technical issues.
I got a number.
Okay.
Want to call that number?
Yeah, sure. It's not going to be like my cell phone number, is it?
No, it's not your cell phone number.
I was afraid you might be like part of the Wii that Skunkworks is talking about. Because I'm so...
Hold on a moment.
All right, we're going to give out a number live on the air.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't care.
Didn't we already do that today?
Shut up. I'm hoping people forget about that.
701.
North Dakota.
852.
Okay.
9484.
And who is this?
Ask him about pizza.
Pizza, okay.
It's not a pizza place, but ask him about pizza.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jared calling from Domino's Pizza. I'm calling to confirm your order.
I'll get real.
I'm for real, ma'am. I'm calling to confirm your order. It came from this number. We know you called it in. Did you order a pizza? We're going to ban you from ever ordering... Oh, she hung up.
Oh, how terrible.
Well, she deserves a call back.
Did I say Domino's?
Hello?
Hi, this is Domino's. We are going to call the police on you if you don't stop messing with us. You need to stop playing on the phone. It's not a toy.
Oh, shit. So stop calling me.
You need to stop calling here and order pizzas if you don't want them. This is ridiculous.
I didn't order no damn pizza. Nobody here ordered any pizza.
We're tired of this, man.
Did your son?
It must have been your son, then.
You're crazy. My son's sleeping, so don't even go there.
You think he's sleeping. Maybe you just need to do parenting better.
Hey.
Learn how to be a parent. You don't even know where your son is. He's probably snuck out. He's probably out. He's probably smoking marijuana. Don't giggle. It ruins it.
I can tell you he most certainly isn't.
Ma'am, you need to get it together. Maybe you need to go to church more often. Oh, she hung up.
Yeah.
Okay, I called them. Who was that?
Nick Smith.
Oh, that was...
A.K.A. Lulilia.
Ah, that guy, of course.
Oh, you know him?
He's like a friend of yours?
No.
A person that you know from school, I assume?
Nope.
Well, we should call
He's
back and ask
internet
for Nick,
celebrity.
Then.
Do you live in North Dakota also?
Nope.
I give up. I'm out of things to ask you.
Oh, well, that Ben Smith person.
Ben Smith?
Yeah, you know Ben Smith.
Oh, of course, Ben Smith. Hi, Nevada.
Oh, hey. This is, hold on.
Why does everyone have technical issues that calls in?
You guys should all call Domino's before you call here and ask them if they can hear you.
That's how the professionals do it here at Cacti Radio.
Have you given out that number so people can call the same number that you do?
Listen. Yeah, I think I have before.
You should give it to every other podcast. Sure.
Oh, hello?
There's like one with static and one that's breathing heavy into the phone. And then there's Evil Gold doing that.
Oh God!
Oh, that's great.
Quite some time now, I've silently observed you carrying on your silly, meaningless little lives. Well, tonight will be my pleasure to liberate you from them. At midnight, I will destroy the city you call home with every last one of you in it. You can scream all you want, but I assure you, there's nowhere to run. There's a new medicine town, and it is me. Where are your heroes now?
So, we meet again, my noble heroic friend. This feud has brewed forever, but tonight it will end. And then there will be nothing left of you but a memory. My old foe, arch-rival, nemesis, and enemy. You see, my granddad invented tying laughs to train tracks, cackling, twisting his mustache. And my dad, his spawn, carried it on in the 60s, holding hostages with atomic bombs. I come from a long line of this kind of people. I represent a third generation of evil. It courses through my blood, this love of chaos and killing. So much more than just a criminal. I'm a supervillain in a mask with black gloves, pulled up past my elbows. Hello, I bellow with both fists clasped. A mass of wild hair that's red or orange or green, with a single silver streak. I look horribly mean. I've got an army, weapons, and robots, and goons, and a gold membership into the Legion of Doom. Beyond the doors of my fortress, it's pouring down rain.
Hello.
No,
did you work?
Man, no.
Okay. Did you work out your technical issues?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm in the middle of the desert. I really should have Skyped, but I don't really want to hook up my USB microphone. So,
I guess that's a good excuse.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of tripped me up because I'm listening to the live feed on the headphones.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do that
and
a
I'm
lot.
Like, wait, what?
So I gave Evie and Evil Gold all of their prizes from winning the game show last week. I gave them buttons.
Oh, cool. Yeah, actually, like, what really sucks is last week, I thought the show was on Wednesday for some reason.
Ah, you dummy.
I know. I mean, it's funny, since I met you at a DEF CON.
Oh.
I kind of hung out with you. I don't know if you even remember. Who knows? But, you know, the whole podcasters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was...
Yeah, and I just noticed it was you because of your tattoo and everything. And I'm like, whoa, you know, RBC...
Which tattoo was it that I showed you? It wasn't that tattoo, was it?
I mean, you were wearing like a shirtless, a sleeveless shirt.
So, oh, okay, okay.
You know, the bell.
I didn't know if it was the ass tattoo.
Oh, cool, yeah. So yeah, who else was calling in anyway? Did you get to talk to them?
Oh, I hung up on everyone else because I'm mean.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as far as like 2600 goes, I mean, I actually, the weird thing is... I just moved to Vegas.
From Portland?
After going to DEF CON, and I got a job out here, like, right before I went out.
That would be convenient for DEF CON.
Thursday. Huh?
I said that would be convenient for DEF CON, not having to travel at all.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, you know, I went to Nauticon before. I mean, you've been to, what, RubyCon, and have you been to ShmooCon?
Yeah, I was at ShmooCon last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I've never been to Nauticon. I thought that looked stupid the first few years, but I guess it's gotten better as the years have passed.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the demo scene stuff was pretty cool. But, like, now that I'm thinking about starting my own business, I found out, like, business expenses are 100%, like, tax-deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, not 100%, you know, I'm not too sure on tax law, but basically, you know, it's tax deductible, you know, all traveling expenses.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, just cheat on your taxes. That's the way to go.
Oh, I know. And I mean, I'm thinking about, I mean, you know, what I was thinking about.
I'll write you some receipts.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, like, host it with, you know, PRQ, you know, like the Pirate Bay people. I mean, those guys are so lame, but, you know, totally anonymous or whatever. But, you know, taking payment or whatnot, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I mean, you know, I know plenty of people that don't pay their taxes anyway. I mean, how about you?
No, I don't know anybody that doesn't do that. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I certainly pay all of my taxes.
I pay more just to be nice because I love the government.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. I love the government.
You know, and then you get a check back in the mail and they're like, oh, sorry, you know.
Yeah, they don't even appreciate it.
I mean, like, that would ever happen,
assholes.
Right? No, I mean, you know what the worst thing about, the most bummed out thing I found about, that was my first DEF CON, by the way. How about you? I mean, you probably, you know, you said you've been to ShmooCon and stuff. I'm sure you went to DEF CON a couple of times, because I remember reading on your blog about you doing a fake badge.
Move that window out of the way.
they're like whispering things to each other in the microphone. It doesn't work like that.
we're stealing all of Brad's files while we distract him, while he's distracted with the show.
Yeah. They have MacBooks here loaded up with Linux, which just blows my mind.
Well, she has a MacBook. Yeah. I have a 1 gigahertz iBook that's running Linux.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right.
I mean, what I do at work is I just run VMware. So yeah. I mean. And I only got to use it like a few months ago.
We're going under a freeway overpass. We're losing you. We're losing you.
I'm fucking insane. My satellite sights aimed on strategic sites. Laser beams will vaporize the city tonight. I had to pull a diamond heist to buy my doomsday device. It'll turn the earth to ice. Yeah, pretty nice. Send out your signal. Call in your hero. I kidnapped his lady. Now his powers are zero. I'll give him ultimatums. Yeah, I'll drop him like pearls. You can choose one hero. The world of the girl. The Joker, Lex Luthor, Two-Face, and Bizarro. Doc Ock, Juggernaut, Megan, Magneto. Green Goblin, Penguin, Venom, Electro. Megatron, Cobra, Commander, and Destro. Oh, I'm rooting for the bad guys.
All right, this is crazy. The phone show's almost over, but I guess we're going to extend it just a little bit because Evil Gold wants to talk about phone stuff.
Yeah, so
it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we're gonna talk about some phone things. So, I discovered something slightly interesting, and that's that on a T-Mobile prepaid plan, if you have at least if you have an Android phone, you can get free. Free texting, sort of, and free instant messaging with Jabber or Google Talk or whatever.
That's just crazy. How can you get it for free?
If you use Mebo's mobile application, it will connect despite you not paying for 3G somehow. And I'm trying to figure out or learn why Mebo works. But Google Talk, which came with the phone, does not. And I tried another Jabber client, and that didn't work either. They both don't connect. T-Mobile's proxy blocks them. It still blocks the internet for me. I can't browse the web, but I can chat, and I can do a lot from chat. You can also access mobile Yahoo, and there's actually an article in 2600, the last issue of 2600 of. A few things that you can do on T-Mobile.
And it's not running up your prepaid minutes at all?
No. Because it's prepaid, so it just wouldn't work if I didn't pay it. Oh. So I know that it's working.
So you just have to refill it like every few months.
It's
just
it's
to keep
actually
it active.
Well, T-Mobile has something where you can kind of get the same plans as on a contract
mm-hmm.
with prepaid or paying afterwards. So that's what I have. Is I actually had a 2-year contract.
I see.
But it was a prepaid, so I just had to prepay it every month.
Yeah.
And I guess if I didn't, I didn't have a phone.
So, hmm.
Or it just wouldn't work. But yeah, I found out what things open.
That's weird.
I have no idea what that number is.
Oh no, no, like the broadcasting software just went yeah. crazy.
It's like faded out halfway through. And then
I think it's because like I've got all these Linux machines on my network and
yeah, we're
Vista
we're,
just got so scared.
We're gonna crash it. So anyways, long story short, I have free instant messaging with Meebo. So if you use uh-huh. Meebo and you don't pay for internet on your phone, it should still work somehow if you have an Android phone. But if you're not prepaid, I don't know if they, if you're postpaid, I guess they would just charge you anyways.
So you heard it here. The people at FreeGeek are a bunch of thieves.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't mean that.
That's exactly what impression we wanted to portray.
Evie gave me a really evil look. Do you have something to say, Evie?
No. You've said enough for us. Thank you.
Okay. So yeah, if anyone is interested in 3G hacking or knows a bit more about how T-Mobile or anyone's network,
all the stuff you said is theoretical.
Is cutting off, yeah, pretty much, is yeah. cutting off some customers and some things, but not others. They should contact me, and they can email me at evilgold@freegeek.org, because that's, you know, that's the best email to contact me at.
Okay. Evilgold, is it spelled with, like, ones and zeros and stuff?
No, it's just EVILGOLD.
Wow.
Just normal.
That's so unhacker-like.
Yeah, at freegeek.org, so.
Okay.
Well.
And were you going to mention, like, cable modem stuff?
Oh, well, I don't know. That'd be a whole nother show.
Okay, yeah.
but yeah, I guess I should... I think their site or their forums, at least, are actually down now.
Whose forums?
But I should...
Whose forums?
Give a plug to Surfboard Hacker. And their site was...
I didn't authorize plugs.
You said we could say whatever we want.
I'm kidding. I authorized it.
I thought we were going to give out your address and have everyone come over after
the
show.
No,
there's
no.
an after party after the show, and it's at...
Let's wait till Friday for that. We're going to be okay. at Backspace Cafe in Portland, Oregon.
Are we also going to foreswear that we're at Backspace?
Yes.
So
yeah, we will check in.
Harass us.
That's horrible.
We want to be TP'd.
Yeah. So someone should TP us before we go out. After the 2600, we'll leave. But before that...
Yeah. I foursquared my location a week or two ago when I was in Beaverton, saying that I was at this geek karaoke thing, and nobody harassed me at all.
I'm sorry.
But that's a big place.
I wasn't in Oregon at the time.
It's a big, loud place, so I guess they'd have a hard time finding me. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So maybe they tried. I don't know.
But yeah, so I should say people who are interested in actually learning about... how cable modems work, and not interested at all in stealing free internet, because we're not about that at all.
No.
So if you're interested in diagnostic related things about cable modems, you should look up Surfboard Hackers, and their forums used to be at sbhacker.net, and I think it's down right now, but they should come back up eventually. And their store is still on, so if you Google Surfboard Hacker, you should be able to buy a modem from them. And
okay,
you totally should, but not to steal internet, because that would be wrong.
I wouldn't do that. I pay for my internet.
Yeah, yeah, and I pay for my internet too.
Okay.
And my taxes.
I do for real though.
Yeah.
Not like you. We're just pretending. Oh, sorry.
What are you talking about?
sorry. So, yeah, I guess that's all for the show. We're going to end it with, giving Evie and Evil Gold, like, PLA t-shirts for visiting the studio, because everyone gets that.
Yes.
Awesome.
And stickers and buttons and all that crap. Oh, and coffee mugs, because I hate my coffee mugs, my PLA coffee mugs.
Oh, wow, we get coffee mugs?
Do you guys drink coffee?
I love coffee.
You're going to have to start.
Can I use it for tea? Is that authorized?
No, coffee only. All right.
Can I say one more thing?
I suppose.
Okay, so I wanted to say that my girlfriend, Kara Ray, is the awesomest girl ever, and that's it.
That's gross.
Hi, Dad.
You just.
I know. I just.
Which horribly. One's worse, the dad or the girlfriend?
I don't know. Also, hi, Mom.
Is your mom seriously listening?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to prank Evie's dad, but she claimed she doesn't know the phone number.
My phone died.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and I don't have her dad's number. Sorry.
I would appreciate if everyone goes to the forums at phonelosers.com to the please, what's it called? Let's stalk people.
Let's stalk people.
Yeah, go to that section and try and think up some good names along the lines of people caching or geo-stalking or something. I really like geo-stalking. That's Jammy's idea. But I don't know. Think up a good name, and I'm going to register a domain possibly and set this up as a real game. Maybe even like do some Perl coding and make it so people can log in and log their finds and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Nobody heard that because you're sitting way over there.
We can host it at my house.
Okay. Evie's house. All right. So that's the end of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
bye.
The end.
Thank you, Brad.
Sure. Any day. I'm going to play the brand new PLA radio with all the stuff on it, the Foursquare stuff, I think. Yeah, I'm going to play that next. So listen for that next. Bye.
For the bad guys. Sick and the twisted, so sadistic and wicked. That's why I live for the bad guys. The psychopathic maniacs, the black hats, or I live for the bad guys. Chillin' like a supervillain, killin' for sport. Now, Mr. Freeze. Now superheroes are bigger and stronger, although villains triple their sales in action figures alone. Heroes have heart, we control minds. They get the good press, we get the good lines. We say things like, through the day, and for this the people of this little city shall pay. And now I will show you absolute fear, and well, what do we have here? Hey, Mr. Hero, why the cape and the half mask? Your costume looks stupid, mine's fucking badass. Now buzz off, you've got a city to save. I'll be back at my lair, giggle and dig in your grave. To me, your identity is no secret. I know the story of your origin, and I know you're weak. Carry on with your absurd monologue, you silly bastard. I won't hear a word over my own demonic laughter. Heroes play supporting roles, the villain's a star. With my hot British accent, rolling my R's. Rolling in my getaway car. Go ahead and try to chase me, but you won't get far. My cold black heart starts pumping endorphins every time I leave a bomb in a bus full of orphans. With the door sealed shut, brakes cut, and it's racing towards the edge of a cliff. Shit, you better go and save him. Walk into a trap, pass out, now it's dark. Wake up in chains over a tank full of sharks. I'm sure you'll get free, you always do when the time comes. Even I've escaped a dozen times from the asylum. I got the DA, commissioner, and the mayor tied up to a bomb, and in my palm I hold the detonator. All along, this was my plan. Now I will give you the count of 10 to meet my demands. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Ah, fuck it. Skeletor, Catwoman, and Dr. Doom. Doomsday, Kingpin, and Ra's al Ghul. Shredder and Sandman, Darth Vader and Scarecrow. Brainiac, Mr. Mitzelflick and Mysterio. Oh! The bad guys, with the evil eyes. Fists in the sky, they're screaming, die, die, die. And I'm for the bad guys. The sick and the twisted, so sadistic and wicked. That's why I'm for the bad guys. The psychopathic maniacs, the black hats, or I'm for the bad guys. Chilling like a supervillain, killing for sport. Now when the smoke clears, and I've seen the light. Surrounded by four walls, padded and white, in a straight jacket, damn it, this isn't the end! Curse this superhero, we shall meet again!